Let's hear one more time for Paul Beck, who's wonderful, wasn't he? And so I have the pleasure of introducing this evening John McClain, who's a very good friend of the open mic community, in addition to an incredible singer-songwriter. How many CDs? You have one? And yeah. What's the name of that CD?
Letters Home.
Letters Home. And I have it, and it's wonderful. So,
thank you, ma'am.
You know, ask him about it, because it's fabulous. So without further ado, as they say, John McClain.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you all. Well, this year was a wonderful marathon. Last year was a terrible marathon, but it was a way to find some resurrection. April's not a good month for explosions. 4 years ago in April, there was the worst mining disaster in West Virginia at the Upper Big Branch Mine, and I wrote a song about that, and this is it. It's called The Big Branch Disaster. Gather around, people. I'll tell you a story about the old West Virginia Big Branch Mine. Dark, deadly day, seldom remembered, but for those whose memories is frozen in time. I'll never go back to old Raleigh County, down the Coal River, where my hometown lay. Too many graves where the names I remember, 29 miners died there that day. Cold April morning, mine fan not working, fact well known, the Big Gary May, superintendent of Big Branch Production, and Gary knew well how to make it. I'll never go back to old Raleigh County, down the Coal River where my hometown lay. Too many graves, names I remember, 29 miners died there that day. Now Gary, he worked for an outfit called Massey, Gary, Blankenship, CEO. Threats to the miners and two sets of safe books. Gary and Ronnie kept the coal on the go. I'll never go back to old Raleigh County, down the Coal River where my hometown lay. Too many graves where the names I remember, 29 miners died there that. Now coal dust and methane, the most deadly mixture, when the mind's not clear by a hard-working fan. Good man paid the price of that deadly evasion, April the 5th, 2010. And who mourns for the widows in Mount Coal and Burton? Lives full shattered by the blast in that mine. Men are all buried, the mine shaft is shuttered. Ronnie B has paid off his fine. I'll never go back to old Raleigh County, down the Coal River where my hometown lay. Too many graves with names I remember, 29 miners died there that day. So many graves where the names I remember, 29 miners died there that day. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Wonderful. Let's hear it again for John. That was wonderful.